Patient's name is Laura Connor, first name L-A-U-R-A, last name C-O-N-N-E-R. Date of birth is 10/22/1995. Date of service is 7/23/2022. History of present illness is 26-year-old female presents to the clinic along with her son. She states that her son got sick first. He was seen in an emergency room in Crosby where they diagnosed him with bronchiolitis. He has been on albuterol nebulizer treatments as well as a steroid. She states he has some congestion. We'll start with the 26-year-old female who presents to the clinic with her son. Mom states that son got sick first and was seen in the ER and diagnosed with bronchiolitis. Today, mom started having some congestion, sore throat. She did take it. 2 COVID tests at home, both of which were negative, so she does want to do a strep test. Allergies, known drug allergies, current medications, birth control, medical history, denied surgical history, cholecystectomy, social history, denies drugs, ETOH, admits to vaping, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 121 over 66, heart rate 74, respiration 16, temp 98, O2 100, and she weighs 158 pounds. Physical exam, general sheets, alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. She does have some erythema to the posterior pharynx with bilateral tonsillar enlargement, neck, negative DVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANA times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1. Tonsillitis. Patient did have a strep swab done in the office, which did come back negative. She will be given a prescription of amoxicillin 875 to take twice a day for 10 days, as well as a Medrol dose pack and Bromfed. If she does develop temperature, she can take Motrin Tylenol over the counter. And if patient has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree to this plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.